This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas. And look who I have in the studio lounge, the fine folks from Splunk. And I'm going to start ladies first, Charlene Chua. Charlene, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right next to Charlene is Adam Leslie. Adam, how are you?
Doing quite well. Thank
good,
you.
Good. You guys look very comfy there on the couch, all relaxed and ready to have a little conversation. So how's the conference going? Speaking of conversation, Charlene, I'll let you go first.
It's going well. Yeah? We've been to a couple sessions, specifically the one with Todd Hill from IC, so we partner with them. Definitely interesting session to listen in if you guys haven't had a chance to, you know, take a look at that. But yeah, things going well. We have a booth as well, so just kind of connecting with some of the members from NCU ISOW and just seeing what we can help with.
Right on. Adam, any feedback?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. It's great to meet Brian here with NCU and, you know, connecting the name with the face and getting to meet some of the members that we work with as well. So it's been a really good event and we're really glad to be here.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are connecting names with faces these days, finally. Yep. So we get to see everybody in person again. So tell me, what brings Splunk to CU Intersect? Tell me what brought you guys here? Yep. Obviously, what you guys do is kind of focused on what they're they're talking about. What brought you here?
So our team, Splunk Intelligent Management, is actually a partner of NCU ISOW.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What we do is we provide a free threat intel sharing platform for the NCU ISOW members. So we're really here just to kind of educate their members, maybe help them onboard into our platform, just to see the type of threat reports that Brian, his team of analysts, will really submit into there and really just help bolster their security environment.
Okay, okay. Adam, anything to add on that one?
Or? Yeah, I focus on bringing and working with new ISAC and ISOW relationships or new collaborators. Defenses, as we would put it. So, but I also help with Charlene and, you know, work with the various members with onboarding and getting them educated and trained. But our focus is about dissemination of this data, right? We want to get threat intelligence out there quickly, fast. We want to reduce MTTR, MTTD. Those are big focuses for us. So it's good to be out collaborating with everybody, having conversations, understanding where they are in their security game and, you know, how Splunk can help.
So how do you guys work with credit unions directly or do you go through NCU or so, how does that work?
Well, our team goes through NCU ISOW directly.
Okay.
And then through them, we'll connect with their members.
Gotcha. So that's how that works.
Yeah.
So what do you guys see on the horizon that could really, I don't know, let credit unions know, or any organization for that matter, because we're all affected by security or cybersecurity in one way or another. So how do you guys, or what do you see on the horizon that can help out credit unions in this case?
Yeah. So so we actually have a team at Splunk called the Search Team. It's really, they consist of threat
security
researchers, advisors, and, you know, it's variety of verticals that they really cover, right? So we can really help bring that team onto whether it's NCU ISOW or just other sharing communities and provide that thought leadership. They conduct different research depending on, you know, the cyber attacks, just a variety of topics. But I think that would be really beneficial for credit unions.
Oh, completely. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's top of mind for just about anybody these days, especially credit unions, because they want to protect your identity and your money and all that stuff that goes along with it. So anything else to add on that one too,
Adam?
Yeah, I think
that's, I mean, as it should be for anybody, top of mind is security as soon as you wake up to the end of the day. And our platform will help correlate against other intelligence providers that might be CrowdStrike, that might be an open source. And so know that that ability is there. And again, what that does is reduces your time in detection and response and also automates a lot of this for you. So you may be an organization that only has, you might not have any analyst or you might have a SOC.
Right.
We can plug into any of those scenarios there and help you rest better at the end.
Nice. That would make you rest better, because there's a lot of credit unions out there who are smaller ones that are kind of resource challenged, if you will, and they would certainly use all the help they can get. I mean, any size for that matter, but for those folks who need a little bit, need some more resources to help out, so that would be a huge help for them as well. So what are you guys talking about here? What are you hearing in the hallways, or what are you talking to folks about? Anything kind of cutting edge, so to speak, that we need to know about?
Not so much cutting edge. I think it's just the process of actually activating and doing the sharing and the correlation that the platform can provide versus sort of sitting back, not sure what you should do, or you know, your team's not big enough, those aren't necessarily relevant. The point is that we can provide that platform and start plugging in, providing those licenses, and sharing that intelligence, which is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And this goes all the way to the top level. There's billions of dollars being passed in the bill, House bills right now, to get the sharing collaboration piece really in front of everybody. Okay. So top-down government, to the credit unions, to everybody else, every vertical needs to be sharing intelligence. And again, we can provide that platform.
Yeah, I think I'm of the mindset that you can never have too much of this type of stuff. And so it sounds like you guys are right there providing that type of information, right?
Yeah, and I think also to keep in mind is, you know, Brian with NCU is also vetting this information. So, you know, a credit union can share this information to the overall ISOW. It can be then vetted, mm-hmm. and then that can be, you know, distributed out to all the members of the organization. Mm-hmm. So it immediately helps everybody. But at the same time, we're not providing, you know, their company information. We're not sharing their email address, so we can, you know, cover and hide that PII before information is shared out. So I think it's just the process of getting motivated and doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything to add there?
And, you know, some of the members of NCU ISOW totally forgot that they even have free access to this threat intel sharing platform. So it's just more so
take
like educating those members and just, like you said, take advantage of, you know, that benefit. I mean, free is always nice, so.
Yeah. I don't know when it's not, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Hey, can you share some examples of some like threats that we should be aware of? Or what do you guys see out there that you're passing along the information, if it's possible? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to like.
Yeah, I mean, Log4j certainly was a big one, and certainly one that everyone should be concerned with. You know, phishing emails. Our platform will actually digest a phishing email, correlate it against sources, and tell you if there's something to be concerned
about. Really? Oh my gosh.
So, you know, that's probably the biggest one is, you know, there's still all sorts of phishing and vishing and smishing that happens on a day-to-day basis. And
a lot of ishing going on.
A lot of
ishing.
Yeah, so, so, you know, that's probably one of the bigger ones. But, you know, the IC feed that's in there, extremely important, very knowledgeable, intelligent folks that are behind that information. And that's what comes within the platform too.
Okay.
So
good deal, good deal. And kind of bringing it back to the conference, what do you guys want to take away from the conference other than kind of networking and getting to know people and getting to know the credit union industry? Or what do you guys want to take away from here?
For me, it was more so relationships because I know there's different individuals here from different ISACs and ISOWs. Mm-hmm. So that was really my primary goal, just to kind of help build that relationship a little bit more, to see how we can really help a variety of different members of different ISACs on using this platform. Mm-hmm. We have IC here, we also have CSA here, and then obviously NCU ISO. Mm-hmm. So just that relationship building.
Got it.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's sort of, you know, kind of pulling the covers back a little bit to understand, you know, what are they doing today for sharing? And a lot of the answers are kind of, we're not sure.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So I think understanding that and giving us a chance to sort of, you know, plug Splunk and talk about what we can do, that's, you know, been really important to, to this event. And you know, knowing them, knowing that everything's okay, we can assist, they can start tomorrow.
See, that's what I really like about this event is that it's really opening people's eyes to what's possible out there or what's available out there to really help them out, and especially in this really important area that needs to be top level priority, I think, on a daily basis. So yeah, you guys are doing a great job. So anything else to add to wrap up here, guys? Any final thoughts?
No, Charlie? I mean, if anyone has questions about the threat intel sharing platform, just definitely reach out to us, Charlene Chua, Adam Leslie at Splunk, and we'd be more than happy to help you.
Right on. We'll put the link in the show notes if you can get right to it. Adam, anything else to add?
I think that's it.
Right on.
Come find us.
All right, come find us, or we'll find you. All right, guys, thank you so much. This is wonderful, and keep up the good work there out there, okay?
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There they are, the fine folks from Splunk. Go check them out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.